Well, want to welcome all our listeners on our affiliate stations, of course, the area's information stations, 930 KSDN and 102.1 in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Also, 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, Farm News in Real Country, Thunder 106.1, Lisbon and Fargo, also 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot, and Ag News 890, also Lisbon and Fargo. Well, an Iowa farmer told the Senate Ag Committee yesterday that crop insurance is critical for helping farmers survive low commodity prices and should be maintained in the next farm bill. National Corn Growers Association board member Bruce Rohwer says corn farmers have identified maintaining the current crop insurance and commodity title programs as top farm bill priority.
As you survey corn farmers across this country, crop insurance is the thing that comes up repeatedly as the number one issue for farmers in their risk management tools and options. So it is very, very important we keep this program whole.
And Rohwer gave testimony during the Senate Ag Committee's hearing on risk management tools and the 2018 Farm Bill. Now, with corn prices averaging below $4 a bushel since 2013 and a significant drop in farm income, Rohwer says crop insurance now is more important than ever for farmers.
The best case for any insurance program is to never utilize it, but you never know when that crop failure is going to be coming along, and to have the security of the crop insurance program with its revenue protection available, it secures credit for people in addition to making payments. Because of those payments, the bankers are willing to make loans to people, and when there is a problem, the assistance comes to those that are in need because of crop losses or depressed prices.
Now, he says it's also important that farmers make their voice heard during the 2018 Farm Bill process.
We have heard many elements that would like to view farm programs as budget revenue sources and that therefore should be cut. And we needed to reassure our friends on the Hill that these programs are very important to farmers, and we need to continue to have their support in the face of those that would like to be cutting farm programs out for budgetary reasons.
Now, Rohwer raises corn and soybeans, runs a sow to farrow finish operation in Paulina, Iowa. And if you want to learn more about NCGA's Farm Bill priorities, you can visit ncga.com. Well, weed control options are a lot more flexible than they were in the past. That's thanks to the Roundup Ready to Extend crop system. Kyle Lawless is a technical agronomist in West Texas, says the system covers a wide spectrum of weeds.
With the system being able to mix the Extend the Max with VaporGrip and Warrant and Roundup makes a very pre- and post-emerge cropping system for cotton and beans.
Well, one thing that makes the system different from other weed control options, it's the wide window in which producers can spray weeds.
So you have the flexibility to really spray a very large window from pre-planting all the way up into flowering.
Extendamax herbicide with VapoGrip technology is approved by EPA for in-crop use. Lawless talks about things producers need to keep in mind during the application process.
Follow the label. We've also got a website where we've really went through what the label says on wind speed, different gallons per minute to use, and different nozzles.
Well, Lawless says the biggest environmental factor to consider during an in-crop application is one that applies to all areas of the country.
Really, the biggest thing for us in West Texas is physical drift. So looking at what direction the wind is blowing and what is it blowing to. So if it's blowing to a sensitive crop, that is the main concern that we have in West Texas.
Well, if you want more information about the Roundup Ready to Extend crop system, go to RoundupReadyExtend.com. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we're actually going to talk about some more things going on in Washington. That's next.